Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 16th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Sota, Perek Shevi'i, Mishnah Aleph. From here, our Masechta is going to talk about things that require amira, that require saying. One has to actually verbally say things. There are certain things that can be said in any language, and others that can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And why does this Masechta deal with it? It's because the opening sentence is going to deal with the Parsha of the Sota. And it's going to tell us that the Parsha of the Sota that the Kohen warns the wife, warns the Sota about, and the way he tells her, makes her swear, all of it can be done in any language. And then that opens up the road for all many, many other things which can be said in either Hebrew or only in Lashon HaKodesh, and we're going to learn about those things in the remaining chapters of this Masechta. Eilu Nemborin B'chol Loshon, Perek Shvi Mishnah Aleph. The following things can be said in any language. That person should understand them. There's no obligation to say it dafke in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Parsha Sota, the things that the Kohen tells the Sota and he makes her swear. How do we know this? Because it says, V'omer HaKohen Lo'isha, the Kohen shall say to the wife, i.e. in a language that she understands. So we learned that any language that she understands it in, that can be used. Uvidui Maiser, and the declaration of taking out the Maiser. In the third and sixth year of the Shemitah, every person who had land, who had produce, would have to take out all the maaseres, all the tithes that he hasn't yet given, and he can't hold on to it any longer, and he gives them to whoever they belong to. For example, the maaser rishon, the first tithe, that is given to the Levim. If he has still left over, he must now take it out of the house in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah. Maaser oni, that's the tithe that's given to the poor in the third and sixth year, make sure he takes that out in the third and sixth year. Any Maaser Sheni from year 1 and 2 of the Shemitah, or year 4 and 5 of the Shemitah, that he held in his house, he hasn't taken up to Yerushalayim, take it up now. And if he hasn't taken these things up by the time of Pesach of the 4th year, or Pesach of the 7th year of the Shemitah, he then has to get rid of it. Now, after he's done all of that, and he's given what he had to give, or got rid of what he had to get rid of, then, at the time of Mincha, on the last day of Pesach, he gives what's called a vidui maaser, a declaration. And that declaration is, I have got rid of all the kodesh min habayis, and I've given to the different parties what they meant to have, the Levi, the orphan, the widow, etc. And that declaration can be done in any language. How do we know that? Because the Torah says, V'omarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and you shall declare, you shall say before Hashem your God. The word omarta has the root of amira, amar, and it has the same, it appears also in the same language, in the same type of a word in Sota, whereby the Sota says, V'omar HaKohen Le'isha. So just like in the case of the Sota, it has to be in a language that she understands. It can be any language. So too the Vidui Maaser in any language. Kriyas Shema, reading of Shema, that can be done in any language. How do you know that? It says Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means any language that you hear, that you understand. Tefillah or Tefillah, davening. The Gemara says that davening can be done in any language because it's Bakoshes Rachamim. What is davening all about? It's asking God for mercy. So therefore, any language that a person knows, he will be able to have kavana and daven to Hashem in that language. Or birkas amazon, benching. As it says, v'chalta v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied. Or v'irachta es Hashem al-kecha, and you shall bless. You shall bless any language that you know, you can bless. The Tosfos actually explains that since the bracha and the praise is to Hashem, so therefore you can praise him and bless him in any language that you know. And it makes sense that a person who understands the words that he's saying, the language, that he should use that language to thank Hashem in. Ushvuas ha'edus, and the oath of testimony. What does that mean? That means if a person calls two witnesses who and he summons them to testify for him. And he says, I want you to testify for me that you saw this and this. And they deny it. And they say, no, we don't know it. We don't know anything about it. And he makes them swear that they don't know anything about it. That's called a Schwurs Eidus. That language, the way in which he makes them swear and they deny it, can be done in any language as well. And they will be guilty if they swear in any language. How do you know that? It says, when a person sins, v'shom'ah kolala, and will hear the sound of an oath. Any language that the person hears it in makes him guilty if he swears that he doesn't know anything about the testimony, whereas he does. U'shvur sapikodin, and also the oath of an article. What does that mean? If a person demands from his friend, give me back my article that I gave you for safekeeping, and his friend swears and he says, I don't have your article. And he gives a shvur, he gives an oath. And afterwards he confesses, he says, yes, I was wrong, I swore falsely. He will have to bring a korban for his shvur, for his oath, no matter what language was used in making the oath. How do we know that? We know that from shvur seidus, from the oath about the testimony. The word techeta, will sin, is used, and the word techeta is used by the pikodin. So just like by the case of shvur seidus, an oath of testimony, it can be done in any language, administered in any language. So too, the oath about a pikodin, denying that you owe someone someone's article, that you're having someone's article, can be done in any language as well, and will render the person guilty if he swears falsely. Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis, we're going to see those things which can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew. Ve'elu ne'morin b'Lashon HaKodesh. The following things or declarations can only be done in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, the recitation over the Bikurim. When a person would bring Bikurim, the first ripe fruits, he would read a parsha about the history of the Jewish people, how Arami Ovidovi, there was an Aramean that tried to destroy my father, right through the whole section that it talks about there in Devarim, in the Book of Devarim. That declaration has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? That'll be explained in the next Mishnah. V'chalitza. Chalitza is the ceremony where a brother-in-law who doesn't want to marry his sister-in-law, whose husband died without children, she gets up there to the Beis Din and she declares, Me'ein yevami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael le'ovo yavmi. My brother-in-law refuses to build a name for his brother, for his brother in Israel. He did not want to take me and to perform the levirate marriage. Then the elders call for the man, and he says, Lo chafatzti lokachta. I did not want to take her. So the Gemara learns that these words that the Yavama and the Yavavim say during the time of the Chalitza must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah says this. Barachos uklalos, the blessings and the curses that the Levim said or uttered on Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, after the Jewish people were to cross the Jordan under the leadership of Yeshua, and when they came there to these mountains, they had to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew. Birkas Kohenim, when the Kohenim do what we call Duchanun, when Hashem tells Moshe to speak to Aaron and his children, saying, Koi Sevorchus B'nei Salam Olhem, Yibrechach Hashem Yishmerecha, and so forth. This blessing has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, only in Hebrew. Or Birchas Kohen Gadol, the blessing that the Kohen Gadol utters on Yom Kippur and the conclusion of the service. Or Parshas HaMelech, and the portion that the king reads every once in 7 years as the Jewish people are all coming together for the mitzvah of Hakel. And the portions of the Torah that the king reads must be read in Lashon HaKodesh. Or Parshas Egla Rufa, and the section of the Egla Rufa, that means the calf, or the heifer that has its neck chopped. That's in the story where there was a case where there's a body found between two cities, and we don't know who the killer is. Then the elders of the nearest city have to bring an egla, have to bring a calf, and they give a declaration. What's the declaration? They say, Yodeinu lo shofchus adom hazeh v'einenu lero. Our hands have not spilt this blood, and our eyes didn't see it. Kaper lamcha Yisrael, atone for your people Israel, asher podis Hashem, that you Hashem have redeemed. Al titen domnoki v'kevin chasel, do not put innocent blood over your people Israel. That declaration had to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew. The reasons for these will, why Dafka Loshon HaKodesh for these declarations, we will see in the coming Mishnayos. And finally, Umashuach Mulchama, B'shar Shemadaber El Ha'am. The Kohen that was anointed for war, when he would come and speak to the people and reassure them and tell them, Shema Yisrael, you hero Israel, Atem Krevim Ayom L'Melcham Aleveichem, you are going today for war against your enemies. Al Yerach Levavchem, do not let your heart be faint. All these words had to be done in Loshon HaKodesh, again for the reasons that will be explained later on in this parak, in this chapter.